Hey, I've missed you so much. How are you? I can't believe you're still awake. It's late. No, you weren't waiting up for me, were you? I've told you that you can just go to bed when you want to. You don't have to wait for me to get home. Oh, you were having trouble falling asleep? Oh, sorry. This has been happening a lot lately, huh? What's on your mind? Or is anything on your mind? Do you know why you can't fall asleep? Oh, I'm sorry. I've missed you so much. It's good to be home. I feel you again. I just missed having you next to me. It was fine. It was, as to be expected of a bachelorette party. Just, a lot of wine, a lot of, girl talk, yeah. But it was fun, yeah. Abigail was just gushing about how in love she is, and all the other girls were like, that must be nice. Gee, I wonder what that's like. And I just sat there thinking, man, I'm so glad that I do know what that feels like. Because there was a time where I didn't, before I met you, and I don't think I loved anyone before I met you. Sorry, that just got really deep all of a sudden, but it's true. I don't think I knew what love really felt like until you showed me. You look so sleepy in your pajamas with your hair all ruffled. It's so cute. Do you want me to get you anything? Could make you a snack. Make you tea, hot chocolate, anything. You sure you're not hungry? Okay. Well, in that case, I think I'm just gonna get in my pajamas and get into bed with you. Does that sound good? Okay. Mwah. Give me 1 second. You should have heard the music that they were playing tonight. It was just a lot of, like, rom-com-y classics. Like, a lot of soundtracks from old rom-coms that Abigail grew up watching. We did karaoke. Yes. We did karaoke. And I sang You're So Vain from... Have we watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days together? Yeah, I don't think we have. We should do that because it's a good movie. Anyway, they play that song in that movie, and yeah, so I did karaoke it. It was very fun, very embarrassing, but yeah, it was a good time. It's good to be home. I feel tired and also very awake at the same time. It's a strange feeling. Is that how you feel? Well, what do you want to do? Do you want to try to get some sleep? Or should we just hang out and talk? What do you feel like doing? I want to help. No, don't worry about me. I'm up for whatever. I just want to make sure that you're getting enough rest. Must be really tired. That's okay. How about I talk and you listen, and you can try to fall asleep. If you fall asleep while I'm talking, then no hard feelings. I won't take it personally. Yeah, I'll just talk and talk and talk until you fall asleep. Okay. Here, why don't you lay on my chest? Is that comfortable? Okay. I'll stroke your hair. Is that nice? Good. All you have to do right now is just lie here and close your eyes and think about nothing. Safe. You're in the comfort of your own bed. Nothing bad can happen to you. That was a loud kiss. I didn't mean it to be so loud. Just rest. I got you. Feel how soft the blankets are. This is just the softest blanket ever. It's like lying down in a cloud, isn't it? A fluffy white cloud. Just safe, cozy. Floating in a white fluffy cloud. That's us right now. Everything is gonna be okay. You're safe. So much. You have no idea how much. You're just everything to me. I can't believe that there was a time in my life where I didn't have you. Such a weird thought. I feel like I've known you my whole entire life. Or maybe I just feel like my life didn't really start until I met you. It's funny how, I don't know, like in rom-coms and stuff, you know, I grew up watching them with Abigail. It was like our thing. And I just remember always thinking, like, the movie always ends when they get together. And so, I think part of me always sort of, not dreaded, but I guess was worried that once I met the right person and once, you know, the chase is over and the drama and all of that, once everything is just how it should be, it's like the movie's over and that's the end. And so I think I always worried that, like, a happy relationship would be boring because all the excitement is over. You know, all the butterflies and the wondering if they'll call you back and the first date and that new relationship glow. Anyway, but being with you has made me realize that, like, the story doesn't end when you're happy. The story begins when you're happy. And just because everything's perfect doesn't mean that it's boring or that your story is over. I don't know what I'm saying. It's a good thing you're like half asleep right now, because I can't even, I don't know what I'm talking about. I guess that was just on my mind today. I'm just so excited to spend the rest of my life with you. That's kind of a scary thing to say. I don't want to freak you out, but I see a future with you, you know? My whole future is you. When I look into the future, the only thing that I'm absolutely sure about is you. Everything else, I feel like, I don't know, it's all kind of a blur. But with you, I'm just so sure. It's really nice to have something in my life that I don't have to worry about. Not that I don't worry about a relationship. I mean, I worry about it in the sense that everyone worries about stuff that they care about. But, you know, I don't have to worry that it's not the right choice, I guess. Like, with college and work and pretty much everything else, I've always sort of had like a little bit of doubt in my mind, thinking, oh no, am I making the right decision? What would have happened if I'd gone down this path instead? But with you, it's just never been like that, and that's just such a nice feeling to feel so secure and so sure in something. I love you so much. Just so much. So much, so much, so much. Keep resting. I'm just kissing your forehead. Don't mind me. You're so special. You're the most wonderful person I've ever met. I just adore you. I adore you so much. Thank you for loving me. You always get me. And I always feel safe with you. And your smile just makes me melt. Never stop talking about you. Tonight at the bachelorette party, when Abigail was gushing about getting married and what it feels like to be in love and everything, I couldn't help it. I started gushing a little bit too, and before I knew it, I was talking about you for like an hour straight. I think it got really annoying. But you're just all I think about. Every time something reminded me of you, or like every time I started just randomly missing you, I'd find myself talking about you, and I wouldn't be able to stop. Everything I'd say had something to do with you. I think I'm incapable of talking about anything else. It's like being with you has rewired my brain and made it so that I've forgotten everything else, and I only know of you, and I live and breathe you, and my entire personality is just being your girlfriend. It's nauseating. If I were anyone else, I would slap myself in the face. To shut me up. And to wake me from whatever kind of spell I'm under. Just kidding. Even if I am under a spell, and you're like using some kind of evil voodoo on me, I'm pretty happy this way. I wouldn't want to wake up. You are absolutely everything to me. I don't know what I'd do without you. Being with you feels so right. Whenever I'm with you, I always find myself wishing that the moment would just last forever and ever. I remember this quote from a book I read. It's called Rebecca. I forget the author. It's something French, I think, but the book is actually pretty dark, so don't let this quote fool you into thinking it's a sweet, happy romance. But the quote says something about wishing that there was a way to bottle up a memory like a scent, so that it never fades and never gets stale. And so that then, whenever you want, you could uncork the bottle, and then you could relive the moment all over again. And that stuck with me. I think that's such a pretty quote. That's totally how I feel whenever I'm with you. wish I could bottle up all of our memories and relive them over and over and over again. Except then I'd be so busy reliving old memories with you that I'd forget to make new ones. That's such a happy thought. That, like, we're always making new memories together. Like, tomorrow, this moment right now, will be a happy memory that I can look back on and feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Hopefully, you won't remember any of this because you're supposed to be sleeping right now. And I can't see your face, but you better be sleeping. You better not be pretending to be asleep. I hope you're actually asleep. Your heartbeat is steady. You definitely look asleep. I'll keep talking though anyway. This is kind of peaceful. I like talking to myself. Listening to the rain, lying with you. I don't think anything in the world beats this. I seriously don't think that there's anywhere I would rather be than right here with you. You're so cute when you're sleeping. I'm just gonna play with your hair for a little while. I want to kiss your lips so bad right now, but I don't want to wake you up. So I'll just kiss your forehead. Mwah. think I'll try to fall asleep too. Can't stop yawning. So happy I found.